Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Live with the Watchman podcast and broadcast audio. I want to welcome you guys and thank you for returning to the show. I am your host, Anthony R. Merriweather, also known as the Watchman, and on today's podcast, we are in Season 3, Episode 7. Of the Mouth series, and today we will be discussing the power of voice. January the 10th was when I revisited the podcast, kind of looked at some ideas to close out this Mouth series, because as you know, we've been running. This is the third season we are in. We have season one of the Mind series, then we have season two, which is the Heart series, and now we're in season three, the Mouth series, and I need to go ahead and wrap it up. So today we're moving into looking at the mouth from a different aspect, and we are looking at voice. Welcome. The time now is 9:39 a.m., and we are broadcasting live from the beautiful city of Atoka, Tennessee. I'm usually coming out of Memphis, but today we are in Atoka, Tennessee. So let's jump right into it. So glad to have you here with me. Buckle up and let's explore the power of voice. So obviously, we know that the power of voice is something that's available to all of us. We all have voice. We all have the ability to speak, but today we want to look a little deeper into that. And so let me share with you some things about that. So what is voice? Let's get right into it. What is voice? Let's give a simple definition of voice. Voice is the sound pronounced in a person's larynx and uttered through the mouth as speech or song. Second part of that is, what is voice? Voice is a particular opinion or attitude expressed. And so that is what we want to look at. Are we expressing our opinions? Are we expressing our attitudes when it comes to certain matters? Are we allowing our voice to be heard? Finally, are you allowing your voice to be heard, friend? Do you feel like you're being heard, or are you not being heard? You know, the power of voice puts you in a distinctive lane in life. Symbolically speaking, let's look at the, symbolic meaning of voice. You know, metaphorically, voice is the way people express themselves. It's the concept of voice that goes well beyond people talking or singing. You know, everybody has a voice, but not everybody is allowing their voice to be heard. You know, we express ourselves in many different ways. We have many different ideas. Our positions on things, the way we feel about life, about certain aspects of life, about the things that govern our lives. You know, it's very important that we are allowing our voices to be heard when it comes to matters of importance. When it comes to our feelings, our emotions, it's very important that we're allowing our voice to be heard when it comes to that. Also, voice has the power to lead a nation. You know, when you allow your voice to be heard, the right people will follow you. You can take people from one place to where they need to be when you allow your voice to be heard. If you look at this from a biblical aspect, in the Abrahamic religions, the voice of God is a communication from God to human beings through sound with no known physical source. The voice of God is a communication from God to human beings through sound with no known physical source. So again, it shows you the power of voice. You know, we need our voice, and we need to find our voice to make a significant impact in the earth. You know, that's the power of voice. That's the power of being heard. You know, everybody needs to be heard. And so on today's broadcast, just want you to take for a minute to think about, are you in tune with your own voice? Do you know your voice? Before you discover the power of voice, you have to identify your voice, or as some writers would say, I'm finding my voice. And when you discuss finding your voice, you have to get into you know, discussions about purpose, discussions about destiny, discussions about life assignment. You know, some people don't find their voice until they discover what their purpose is, what they were put here to do, you know. Once you realize what you were put here to do, there's a freedom in that, knowing what you were put here to do. You're free from, you know, the opinions of others. You're free from the, you know, preconceived notions that other people may have regarding you. You're able to move in your own lane. This is all, you know, congruent with the power of voice. You know, once your voice is discovered, then your voice can be expressed. And when you express your voice, now you have found, you know, you're in a place where you're able to influence and impact others in helping them to discover and to identify their voice. You know, and the power behind voice really is influence. You know, if you have a voice, you're able to influence people, and that could be influencing them, you know, positively, or influencing them negatively, influencing them in the right or wrong direction. The power of having a voice. And some people who have not discovered their voice yet are not aware that they even have one. But we all have a voice. And that's what I want to relate through this podcast today, in episode 7 of the Mouth series, that your voice is more powerful than you give yourself credit, if you would only but use it. You know, some people have lost the ability to speak due to traumatic experiences and events that have occurred in their lives. But the voice was given to all from the ultimate voice, which is Creator God. You know, He has voice, and His voice impacts us, which helps us to, you know, realize our voices. And then we go out and we impact the world. And as we impact the world with our voices, so many other people begin to come into identity and discovery of their voice. And here a little, there a little, one person at a time, we find ourselves changing the world in which we live. So I think, you know, voice is very powerful. I think that this is also connected with our ability to consistently communicate our thoughts and emotions, you know. And it's obviously, this is directly connected to emotional intelligence. Emotionally intelligent people know their voice. Emotionally intelligent people have discovered their voice. You know, emotionally immature, emotionally, people who are not mature emotionally, you know, have challenges when it comes to expressing their voice. And you'll never express your voice if you are not emotionally intelligent, or if you have not begun to develop emotional intelligence. And everybody's not emotionally intelligent, but everybody has the capability, the capacity to become emotionally intelligent and to use their voice to express what it is that God has placed inside of them to express in this ethereal dimension. So I hope that this encourages somebody to tap into your voice, you know, find out the thing that motivates you, the thing that you're passionate about, whatever that thing is, that will reveal your voice. And when you find your voice, you will find your effectiveness or the power that you have been given to impact change right where you are and abroad. So finding your voice and the power in your voice has a lot to do with all of that. And here's the thing. You will not discover your voice if you do not know the greatest voice that ever spake, which is Creator God. If you don't know His voice, then it will be always a challenge for you to discover your voice. Knowing the voice of God, you know, helps you to come into alignment with you know, your voice, you know, and sound and voice is relayed through many different things. You know, you're able to speak through some people's voices heard through their artistry. Many people's voices are heard through their musical abilities. Other people's voice speaks when, you know, obviously through gifts and talents, whatever they may be. You know, people express their voice through fashion design. You know, whatever your field of work that you have been assigned to in life, that is your voice. I hope that I am bringing this, you know, practically to a place of clarity for you who are listening. You know, whatever it is that you have a passion to do, the thing that you would do if nobody paid you, you have a voice hiding in the midst of that thing, whatever it is. And when you express yourself through creativity, giftings, and talents, the world gets to hear bits and pieces of your voice expressed. And so without voice or vocal expression, then automatically or inherently you move into emotional or depression. People who are not able to express their voice inadvertently end up being depressed. So expression eliminates depression. So make a note of that. When you're able to express yourself, then you are able to avoid being depressed. You know, people who don't use their voice, who don't know their voice, are people who are very depressed silently because they're not getting expression. Expression annihilates depression, you know. So I hope that you have enjoyed this particular episode and segment of the Live with the Watchman podcast where we were discussing the power of voice. I appreciate my supporters all over the world. Thank you for your listening ears. Thank you for tuning in with me yet again. I am Anthony R. Merriweather, your host, also known as The Watchman, from this, the Live with The Watchman podcast. And you have been live with me. And as I always like to tell you guys at the end of every show, wherever you are in the world, be sure that you're being authentically and genuinely yourself. You have been live with The Watchman. See you next podcast. Have a great day.